A new luxury resort has opened on a Tahitian island once owned by Marlon Brando, and it could soon start to pay a dividend to Washington State's retired public employees. That's because the state's investment board is a majority owner of the company that owns the resort. It's a story we first brought you 2 years ago. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update.
The Brando is a $4,000 per night resort that made CNBC's list of hot travel trends for the uber rich.
The Brando, what is that?
The Brando,
what is that
about? Oh my God, that's where I want to go next.
The New York Times describes it as a 35-villa luxury resort and scientific research lab with a near-zero carbon footprint. Washington State Investment Officer Steve Draper has not only visited, he got to stay the night. But it was all business.
I had high expectations, and our partner exceeded those expectations in the finished product.
The Brando was originally slated to open in 2012, but there were some delays. Draper expects the resort will begin to produce a return on investment within the next few years.
The early news is very, very positive, and the reviews are very good, and our confidence level is very high that this will be a good outcome.
Real estate is currently about 12% of Washington's investment portfolio. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.